You're listening to the After Hours Podcast.
All right.
All right. No coffee today, huh?
Well, it's the afternoon.
So. Yeah. Is this going to be our shortest one ever?
This is going to be our shortest episode we've ever done.
This is a teaser.
I like that. Yeah. Maybe we'll do another episode this week. So, like,
you know what? This could be the teaser into the actual full thing.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. But I guess we have to say it's been a weird week, huh?
It's been a completely weird week.
In a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
But let's talk about in the world.
In the world? Or you want to talk about Utah?
Well, Utah and North Carolina.
Oh.
But mainly, okay, yeah. Utah.
Okay.
First things first, real quick. Rest in peace, Charlie Kirk.
Oh, okay. That was good. Yes, rest in peace. Okay, so let's talk about this. So obviously you all know that we are in Utah, and what happened this week in Utah, the horrible assassination.
I know. 10 minutes, by the way. Is it about 10 minutes where we work?
Yeah,
it's like really... UVU is right here.
Right. We're like super close. We are super, super close. So, I mean, I would say we're in the same... Well, this is the same, like...
It's area. Utah County.
Yeah.
American Fork. Okay, actually, you know what? Just for the... You can keep talking. I'm just going to see how... If we left right now to go to UVU, let's see what it was. Is it University?
Utah Valley.
Oh, yeah, Utah Valley. Utah. It's 8.6 miles.
So we're 8 miles away from UVU. Okay.
Mm-hmm. 8 miles.
Yeah.
Whoa. I know. Weird time right now. And I think, it's, you know, a lot of people are on edge, it seems like. And, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so sad. So sad.
So sad. But today we woke up and what happened? We woke up to news about.
Oh, yes. Thank God.
They caught. Yeah. So I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about what we do know as of like right now. So some of the facts. So September 11th, Tyler was taken into custody at 10 p.m. Okay. And this wasn't announced until this morning. So they had him and I don't know if he even gave a confession or anything like that, but
I haven't heard. Well, I've been off my phone for a lot of today.
But do you know how he got caught? Do you know how, what?
I actually don't think I do.
So what happened was his dad actually recognized his son's picture from the photographs.
Oh.
And his dad was the one who actually went to, well, actually the dad, before this happened, the dad had gone to the son and was like, hey, this is you. And basically, the son, like, admitted it to his dad.
Amongst themselves, probably. Yes. Like he's like, oh, can you imagine to be a fly on that wall? Like, as a father, you're like, son, do you need something to tell? You have something to tell me? And he's like, I don't know how that went. Like, if he was emotional or angry or whatever. But that is heavy.
Right. And so what happened then was that the father went to their LDS bishop and told him, because he was also a friend with the son.
The bishop was a friend of the son, yes. And obviously of the family, and he was a member.
Yeah.
I actually just found, I didn't know he was a member.
Yeah, so he was, I don't know how active he was, the son, but the family is active.
Active. And
LDS. Just,
and the son, the killer, Tyler, is it?
Yeah.
Is a, grew up in it.
Yeah, so he grew up in it, yeah. But anyways, so what happened was the father went to the bishop then at that point with the father kind of talked to him. And then at that point what happened was the friend, the bishop, what he did was he went to – sorry, I'm losing my train of thought because we're staring at Bella right now. She's running around.
And she's like being weird. Yeah.
She's being really weird. But anyway,
a little pause.
But anyways, and so the bishop then was the one that actually contacted the FBI, and the FBI at that point, you know, went and got him.
Wow. What a weird thing. Like the only thing, and I don't want to talk, I know I've talked about it in the previous podcast, but I had a friend that killed his mom, but cut her up, butchered her, and then put a gun to himself outside of Vegas. And that was a trip. Like knowing that I knew someone and would say that I was friends with early on in my life, that did something like that. So I can't imagine having your son, you know, and obviously I don't have any sympathy for Tyler.
Right.
You know, what he did was awful and yeah, didn't seem like he was informed enough to have, like you're 22, dude. Like, yeah.
And the dad of Tyler, he was a retired law enforcement, sheriff's department.
Ooh, when did you find this out?
Oh, I did my research today.
I did not know any of this. I didn't know he was a member of a church. I didn't know that his dad had talked to him prior, and I didn't know that piece of information either.
Yeah, and he had, what really sparked it was because they had dinner like before this happened, and he was telling his family members and people at dinner, you know, he's coming to,
he tells about that.
Charlie Kirk was coming to UVU, and how much hatred he had for him, and, you know, that's when the family was like, that's a little weird, you know, and then all of a sudden, what happened.
Wow. And you know what? You never know, too, because people are emotional at things that especially anger them and all that stuff. And they see now, we're looking back on it, like this kid was so full of hatred and all that stuff. I'm still, even at that point, they would have never thought, oh, well, he's going to do something.
Right.
Yeah.
And I guess when all this was happening, they went and interviewed Tyler's roommate. And his roommate showed law enforcement his Discord. So
his what?
Discord.
What's that?
So it's like a social media platform for gamers.
Oh.
So okay. It's like if you're not into like that kind of stuff, like you probably wouldn't know what Discord is. You know what I mean? So anyways, and the messages that he had with Tyler about referencing the gun and how he needed to go pick it up from where it was left.
Oh, obviously beforehand. Oh, no, after?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is Discord a video game thing?
I think so.
Okay, so I just want to know. So I don't know what Discord is or if it's a platform
Discord. Where
you play video games.
You said Discord. Discord.
Like, I don't know what it is, but like if this man had assassinated Charlie Kirk and then goes home to play video games.
No, I think this was like,
this is before.
This was like where it's like a social media platform where you can
so it's a social media platform
and
about
you,
video games.
I think it has something to do with video games.
So
but
like a messenger type thing. Oh, God.
Where you can post messages and you can do that.
Oh, I thought it was like you're playing video games. I'm like, this bastard.
And I actually have the statement after they caught Charlie. I have the statement from Discord because Discord
after
had.
They caught Tyler?
Or Tyler. What did I say?
Charlie.
Oh, Charlie. See, I'm getting my words mixed up. Anyways, and this is what Discord said. They said a spokesperson for the social media platform Discord said that it removed an account associated with Tyler Robinson, who police have accused of killing Kirk, for violating its off-platform behavior policy. We strongly condemn violence in any kind, including political violence, and we will continue to coordinate closely with law enforcement. So just for those of you that know, and I don't know, did you know where he's from?
Utah?
Well, he was from Utah, but he was from St. George. So for those of you that don't know, like, Utah geography, St. George is 267 miles from Orem.
Yeah.
Okay, in the south. So it's on Utah-Nevada border. Like, it's closer to, like, Vegas than it is to us.
Yeah, it's like 2 hours from Vegas.
Yeah. And he was a smart cookie. Like, he almost aced his ACTs. And this came from his family. And also, he got a scholarship. Like, it was a governmental or government, some government scholarship to attend Utah State.
Wow, so very smart book-wise and very, very, very idiotic.
Right.
And every other area.
And the weird thing is like, for somebody that's so smart, he only went one semester to school, which I thought was just weird. And I was like, why?
Because it became hatred, and he's like...
Is that why? Maybe. Maybe. And then... We also know about the shell casings, how they had like different like sayings on it.
Yeah.
So one of the sayings was Bella Chow Chow. You know what I mean?
Bella? Ciao, ciao.
Bella's in here. She's like, oh, look, here she is. Hi, you heard your name, huh? So anyways, which basically references like something that was
food?
No.
Cause like
food.
Cause beautiful.
No. Isn't... So ciao is like see you later. So like if you're like literally translate it in Italian and Spanish and stuff like that, it's like bye bye, see you later. Kind of like on so, the
yeah. It's a disgusting. Yeah. He's like see ya. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like a phrase that they used a lot in World War II, which I didn't know. Oh. Yeah.
So this was definitely. I mean, he had planned this out for quite some time.
And this is a trip. I read this today. Okay, so the family of Tyler. Mm-hmm. Okay, their neighbor. Who went over to see if everything's okay, like talked to them, kind of like was close to the family. Her grandson was at UVU when the shooting happened.
Wow. Wow. It's just so weird how everything's coming together and all that.
So there, he's planned to be arraigned on the 16th of September, which is Tuesday. So did Tuesday, he's going to get arraigned.
Wow. Did you hear that Charlie Kirk landed? I think it was in Texas? No.
No, it's in Arizona.
It was in Arizona. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And is his funeral today?
I don't remember when that was or when it is going to be. And I think it's probably going to be really public and really...
I'm really looking forward to, if it happens, hearing this awful, awful kid's... I say kid, he's 22, but I mean, he is... His, what is it called? Like a statement or his, like... Not statement, but like his... What he has to say for himself, basically. Yeah.
And if there's ever going to be a trial on TV, this one should be it.
Oh, I know.
But I don't
is
think
this
they're...
Gonna be our, is this going to be our OJ?
I don't know. I don't think they're going to do that. I really think that they'll say no cameras in the courtroom, but I don't know what is going to happen. Well, actually, they're probably not... He's just going to get sentenced because... Well, I don't know. Did he confess?
I don't know. The only thing I've read about is didn't they just have the killer? And I don't. As far as I know, I haven't heard anything. But I've been off... I've been trying to get off my phone a little bit.
Yeah,
I mean it's been a busy day anyway, but the social media is hard to. I mean, we all ebb and flow, right? We're not always going to be happy and all that stuff. But a week ago, well, before the North Carolina train incident, my feed was just like music and funny and all this stuff. And now my whole every platform, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok is just nothing but like depression. It's like you're like, oh my gosh, like it's just like it's dark, and it's everywhere right now. I mean, rightfully so, as it should be. People are enraged and mad. And all I got to say is I pray for the families that are involved with that. And the same with the girl from Ukraine.
Yeah,
that got. Oh, it's so sad. And I pray for her family. And I pray that justice. And
for those that don't know that one, that was the one where she was on the train. And then the guy behind her just came up with a knife and started stabbing her.
I started stabbing her for no reason.
And there were so many people on the train.
That's what's sad too.
Nobody like, helped her.
You made a good point. Like, I don't know how big that guy is. He's definitely bigger than you are.
Right.
And I understand that as a woman who's, let's just say you're 100 pounds.
Right.
Coming up to a 200 pound guy like with a knife that just did something like that. That is scary. But it's also like if you feel like you can't do something to stop them, that's okay. But check on like that poor girl looked around. She didn't drop for another 15, 20 seconds.
Well, and especially if he like left. He like got up and walked away. So if at that point, okay, now run over to her and help her, or call the police if you're not going to do anything like that. Call 911. Yeah, I don't understand.
Girl that was right next to her puts on her backpack. I don't know if her stop was there or if, but she just got up and acted like, oh, this is just another day for you.
Horrible.
You got to go home, huh?
Horrible.
Horrible. I know. I feel so bad. And she, I know, I understand she escaped Ukraine. Some. You know, stuff going on there, and she came here for a better life, and that monster.
Yeah, it's horrible.
There's monsters everywhere. Beware.
Yeah. Well, anyways, we will cut this short. This is going to be. This is the teaser.
Teaser. Okay, wait, so are we going to pick up where we left off next week?
Well, I don't know. We might go into something else next week.
We'll see. But also, maybe new, you know, maybe something will happen specifically with Tyler. Maybe he'll make a. I don't know why I keep wanting to say statement. Not a statement, but. Maybe he'll say, maybe we'll find out more stuff.
Well, they've already had a press conference, but I'm sure they'll have more. Like, you know what I mean? This is what we know now. You know what I mean? And this is why, or this is whatever. We just know he had a lot of hatred. His family, that came from his family, for Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, it's easy to fall into a feeling of anger and whatever, not feeling good. And I know I have this week and you've seen it. And I know it's been a weird week and emotions are high and everything is just, everyone is so tense. So I think let's just come. I think there's a lot of people separating, you know, yeah. especially from side to side. Blame. There's a lot of blame. And I don't have the answers. I don't know how, but I think we should come together. And it doesn't matter what you post on your story. I think we're all just trying to do good and we all are compassionate. And sometimes that just shows in different ways. And you know what? If you feel bad for Charlie Kirk, I don't think anybody should feel bad for feeling bad about Charlie Kirk.
Right.
Because there's a lot of hate about people that are mourning his death. And I don't think that's cool. So coming from a neutral point, I think we should just love each other and come together because God knows we need it.
Yep.
God knows we need it.
Agreed. Agreed.
Huh, Bella?
And Bella is not invited to our next episode.
I know. She's quite annoying.
Because she's not this annoying at work, but like everything else, she's today she's just like wants to be in everybody's business. So I don't know.
She's needy.
She's needy today. That's a good way to put it.
Because she had poop on her butt.
Oh, okay. So I took her out to the bathroom. Let me explain this because it sounds really bad. I took her out and when she came in, she had some stuff. Still with her.
Some stuff. What do they call those? Dingleberries.
Yes.
Is that what they are? Yeah, dingleberries.
So anyways, well, we will catch everybody next week. Maybe we'll do an extra episode just because this one was so short.
Yeah, I know. A little teaser.
Yep.
Teaser. Okay.
Say it.
Bye.
Bye.